Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Just as there are four seasons in nature, one could argue there are also four seasons within each legislative session. When legislators show up in January, it may be winter outside, but it's definitely summer inside the halls of the Capitol. Everyone is excited to be there. There are smiles on every face, and the feeling inside the building is as warm and hospitable as a summer day in June. Most notable are the freshmen, that grand reservoir of unending optimism. They're basking in the warm summer glow of just having won their first election. They love everyone, and they're certain everyone loves them as well. They're also convinced that other legislators will see the wisdom of their bills and that their bills will solve the problems that have plagued the state for decades. That warm glow of optimism usually lasts until the beginning of February when the bloom comes off the rose. February feels like fall. Committee hearings are now in full force, and days are spent in a constant drone of citizens and lobbyists testifying on hundreds of bills. Outside it's dark, and they begin to subsist on a constant diet of bad coffee and stale donuts. Freshmen by now have experienced several floor fights between the majority and minority caucuses. The joyous strains of Kumbaya no longer echo through the halls of the Capitol. Freshmen are beginning to think being a legislator is not all it's cracked up to be, and senior legislators are wondering why they ran for re-election. Toward the end of the month, there's the rush to make the transmittal deadline. All of a sudden, reality begins to set in. Bills that were supposed to solve all the problems are now stuck in committees on life support. By the beginning of March, the legislative equivalent of fall rolls into winter. This is the month when the weather outside matches the mood inside the halls of the Capitol. The low point comes as hundreds and hundreds of bills die at the transmittal deadline. Legislators leave town for a much-needed break, and some threaten not to return. After a few days at home with their families, they've had a chance to decompress, and they all show up for work when the break is over. And just like a late-season elk hunt, now begins the slog through deep snow. Every day is the same. It's hearing after hearing after hearing, punctuated by the occasional floor fight, with no end in sight. These are the dark days of the legislative winter, but older legislators know spring is just around the corner. And sure enough, April arrives, and just as spring begins outside, a thaw begins to take place inside the Capitol as well. The endless hearings draw to a close, and the workload lessens. The longer days outside lift the spirits of the legislators inside, and gloom turns to optimism. Freshmen are now older and wiser, and they realize that the problems that have been around for decades are not so easy to solve. As the end game of the session becomes more clear, standing committee hearings give way to conference committees that work out the final details on the remaining bills. By now, the budget negotiations are in their final stages, and when the budget passes, the work of the legislature is done, and it's time to go home. The motion to end the session and adjourn permanently is called sine die, and it usually happens sometime around April 27th. We'll be here to the very end, keeping you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.